Good morning. It's time for the King State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meritage Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, we were just talking about it before, the stuff getting tight, learning how to sort of cut back on food money is going to help.
Right. So, as we all know, it has been the trend over the last several years that groceries and the cost of food just keeps going up. Right now we're you see the jokes about how high eggs are getting, and so people at home with chickens at home are I've seen some pretty good Facebook jokes and things about the cost of eggs. And so I thought I'd talk just a little bit this morning about if you're really wanting to evaluate the money that you're spending on your food, think a few tips to think about where are your food dollars going. So some things to think about if you're not already doing this. Number one is doing the math. So when you're in the grocery store, take a little time to look at your options and do the math. Usually it's done there on the shelf tag, and it will show you the total cost of the item. And then below that, it usually shows the price per unit. So that could be price per ounce. That might be price per pound. Sometimes it's there on the shelf. Sometimes it's not on the little sticker on the tag that shows you the cost. If it's not, most of us have a calculator on us with our smartphone. And I've done this multiple times in the store. I'll take my phone out, open up my calculator app, and just do the quick math of this is the total cost and divide it by the weight of the package so you can see which item is a better buy, which item is less expensive per ounce or per pound or, you know, however big your package is. So do the math. Don't be afraid to take just a couple extra seconds and make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. Number two, buying in bulk. Usually, the bigger the box, the cheaper the price per unit. Not always, though. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Sometimes you want to double check the math. But buying in bulk can be really useful, especially for staple foods that you know you're going to use and those staple foods that you buy on a regular basis. Now, buying in bulk for something that you don't usually eat a lot of can sometimes lead to more food waste. So you have to be smart about what you're going to buy in bulk. Number three, think about buying generic when you can. A lot of name brand foods are more expensive, and the generic counterparts are usually essentially the same food. Now, obviously, there's exceptions to this, but really consider and think about buying generic or the store brand when you can. Number four, stick to the edges. And what I mean by this is the edges of the grocery store. So grocery stores tend to line the outer edges with your fresh produce, your proteins, your dairy, and other higher nutrition items. When you think about what's in the middle aisles, it's your more processed food and lower in nutrition. So when you're thinking about essentials and what you really need, try to stick to the edges of the grocery store, and you can save a little bit of money there. The impulse buys tends to be the items in those middle aisles where you're like, don't know if I really need it, but I'm going to throw it in. Number five is use your rewards. If the grocery stores offer big discounts or have any kind of rewards programs, make sure you join that program and use it. You really can save money using those reward points. And the last tip I have is just be flexible. If you buy pork chops every week, you normally, you know, pay full price, except maybe once a month, you know, you happen to catch a sale. Be flexible. When you see sale items come up for sale, take advantage of those sales and adjust your menu accordingly. You know, if you go to the store and you're going to buy pork chops and they are just super high, there's no sales on them this week, you know, maybe look at other proteins that are a little more affordable. Maybe they have chicken on sale that week, or maybe they have ground beef on sale that week. Be flexible and adjust your menu. You know, try to take advantage. And if they have those sales, then you can throw some of those items in the freezer if they're items that will freeze. You know, stock up on those sale items if you can and pull those out of the freezer as you need them. So a lot of these things you may already be doing. Small adjustments, little adjustments can help save you a little bit of money every week. And as we all know, that adds up. So just a few tips for grocery shopping as we're all kind of feeling the pain in our wallets lately, and you know, just some things to think about to save a dime here and there.
Every penny matters down the stretch, especially these days. Mm-hmm. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.